This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, you gorgeous goddamn disasters. Welcome back to another deep dive.
That's right.
Into this shit that actually matters in the wedding world.
Let's do it.
So we are talking to the vendors and the venues today.
We are.
The people who really keep this whole circus running.
Absolutely.
And we are diving deep today into the April 2025 issue of Engaged AF magazine.
Oh, yes.
So this is going to be a wild one. I can already feel it.
It is a good one. I've got to say, Adam Habert knows what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah, he's seen some shit right over 450 weddings.
He has.
This is not some, you know, 22-year-old fresh out of college telling you what a wedding should look like.
Absolutely not.
This is down and dirty and real.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the things that we're going to talk about today?
Okay, well, we are going to be talking about how to save money.
Ooh, always a good one.
Yes, always essential and without looking cheap as fuck.
Okay, because nobody wants that.
No.
We're going to help you wrangle those newly engaged couples.
Yes.
Without, you know, boring them to death.
Yeah.
With checklists and, you know.
Yeah, all the usual suspects.
Yeah.
All the boring shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we are going to talk about some engagement photo inspiration that is not cringe.
Oh my God. Yes, please.
Because that's the other thing we don't want.
I know. Like,
we see enough of that shit out in the wild.
I know.
We don't need to see it in our, you know, inspiration boards.
Exactly.
So let's jump the fuck in.
Let's do it.
All right. So page 18. This is, so you just got engaged. Now what?
Okay, so first things first, celebrate.
Yeah.
Like, truly celebrate. Not for the gram, not for anybody else, but for you and your partner.
Yes, get off your phone.
Yes.
Enjoy the moment.
Yes, enjoy the moment.
Like, soak that shit in.
Yes, feel all the feelings.
Because, trust me, it's all downhill from here.
Yeah, it's about to get real.
Yeah, and speaking of real, the budget talk.
Yes, the dreaded B word.
But so essential.
So essential.
And this is where we need, you know, amazing vendors to kind of step in and really, like, you know, smack these couples upside the head.
Right.
With some real talk.
A good dose of reality.
Yes.
Yeah. Who's paying for this? What are your priorities? What can you, like, absolutely not live without? Because that is going to determine everything else.
Yeah. And if they don't have this conversation up front.
Oh, God.
You know what happens? Tears and fights and stress and just
so much resentment.
Yes.
Yeah.
So nobody wants that.
Nip that shit in the bud.
Absolutely.
Right away.
Mm.
Okay. So once they have, you know, at least a vague idea of how much money they're willing to set on fire.
Yes.
What's the next thing?
Venue. Venue.
Lock that shit down.
Immediately. Good venues are like, you know what they're like.
They're like hot tubs on Craigslist.
Yes.
They're gone.
And in 60 seconds.
Like that?
Yep.
So if you find a good one that you actually like and it's in your budget and it's available on your date.
Book it.
Do not hesitate.
Yeah.
Don't even, like, sleep on it.
No, just do that.
Okay, so now we're getting into, like, the really fun stuff.
Oh.
The guest list.
Ooh, yes, the guest list.
The magazine says, create a guest list that makes you cry.
Okay. But not like a breakdown cry.
No.
Like a cleansing cry.
Like a this is really what matters cry.
Yes.
Because I think, you know, a lot of couples, they get caught up in, you know, well, we have to invite this person because, you know, they invited us to their wedding 5 years ago.
Or, right.
You know, we have to invite my second cousin twice removed.
Who've got Aunt Susan and her iguana.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what are we doing?
I don't need that.
No, we don't.
So really be ruthless.
Yes, ruthless with that guest list.
Cut that shit down.
Absolutely.
To the people who, like, you would actually, you know, want to hang out with on a Saturday.
Yes, exactly.
Without a wedding.
Exactly.
Okay, so then once you've, you know, hopefully narrowed down your guest list to a manageable number, it's time to decide what is actually important to you guys.
Yes, and the magazine calls this the Holy Trinity.
I love that too.
The Holy Trinity.
Yes.
What are your top three priorities?
Yes.
So, you know, maybe it's amazing photos.
Okay.
And an open bar.
Right.
And a live goat to deliver the rings.
Yeah, whatever floats your boat.
I don't know, whatever's important to you.
Yes, it's your day.
But decide what those three things are, and then, like, really focus.
Yes. Your
energy and your money on those three things.
Yes.
Everything else can kind of, you know, be secondary.
Yeah, like dial it back, delegate it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the last thing on this first page here, is to get organized.
Okay.
And they even say, like, you don't have to be a total, like, type A,
Right.
like, crazy person, but you do need some semblance of
Do some
organization.
kind of system, you know, whether it's Google Sheets or like glitter pens and a glass of wine, like
Exactly.
whatever works for you.
Figure out a system that works for you,
Yeah.
and stick to it as much as possible.
Yes.
Okay, and I think the final piece of advice on this page,
Okay.
which I love,
Yep.
is to ignore the noise.
Yes.
Like, this is your wedding,
Yes, it
not
is.
your mom's wedding, not your,
Not your best friend's wedding. Not some random influencer's wedding.
not what Pinterest is telling you to do. It is your wedding.
You do, you boo.
So make
You
it
move.
yours, RA.
Yeah.
All right, vendors.
Yes.
Huge takeaway from that first page,
Huge.
is set those expectations right away.
Yes.
Like, have that tough conversation about the money, talk about the guest list,
Yes.
and help them create a vision that is actually realistic for their budget.
Absolutely. And their personalities.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is not about, creating some Instagram perfect wedding.
Yeah.
This is about creating a wedding that they will actually enjoy,
Yes.
that reflects who they are as a
Right.
couple.
Absolutely.
So set them up for success right from the get-go.
Totally.
Okay, so page 15, we are talking money.
Money, money, money.
This is top 10 ways to save money on your wedding day without making it look cheap AF.
Because we don't want a wedding that looks like we saved money.
No, we want a wedding that looks fabulous
Yeah.
but didn't break the bank.
Right. You can have both.
And the magazine actually says you do not need $40,000 to
No.
have an amazing wedding.
It's bullshit. Like
Yeah.
it's just not true.
So let's talk about some of these tips because I'm very intrigued.
Okay. Tip number one, ditch the Saturday wedding.
Ooh,
Ah.
controversial,
I know, right?
but so smart.
So smart
I mean,
because venues charge a premium for Saturdays.
like, why though?
Because they can, because everybody wants a Saturday wedding.
Because tradition.
Yeah.
Fuck
Things
tradition.
are true.
Let's get married on a Friday or a
Yes.
Sunday
Or a Thursday.
or a Tuesday.
Whatever. As long as it works for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good one. Number one, what's number two?
Okay, number two, trim the guest list.
Ooh, back to the guest list.
Back to the guest list.
Okay.
And I love how the magazine puts this. It says, treat that guest list like you're performing emergency surgery with a butter knife.
God, I love that.
Right. It's so good.
So we're cutting people.
We are cutting people.
And the reason we're cutting people is because it's expensive.
Yes. Every single person you invite adds to your costs.
I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
Like, the catering bill,
With booze.
the favors that nobody wants, but we're gonna get to
Whoa.
that later.
Oh,
But
yes.
it all adds up.
It all adds up.
So really think about who you're inviting.
Yeah, if you wouldn't pay like $100 to take them out to dinner on a random Tuesday night,
Right.
then they probably shouldn't be at your wedding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ruthless.
Ruthless.
Okay, number three.
Okay, number three, rethink the sit-down dinner.
Okay, so we're not saying, like, ditch dinner altogether.
No, people need to eat.
People need to eat.
We need to keep those blood sugars up, especially if there's booze involved.
Especially with an open bar. But do we need, like, the five course, plated meal
Let's see.
with the, the weird sorbet course in between the salad and the entree?
Yeah, nobody remembers that shit.
Nobody cares.
No, they don't.
So,
So think about doing a buffet, maybe?
ooh, buffet.
Yeah.
Or food trucks.
Ooh.
Food trucks.
I love food trucks.
I've
Or, you know what?
never
Gourmet
visited.
pizza.
Gourmet
I'm
pizza.
here for it.
Yeah.
Like, who doesn't love pizza?
It's delicious.
It's delicious.
And it's fun.
And it's fun.
And it's affordable.
And it's affordable.
Yeah.
It ticks all the boxes.
It does.
Okay, number four.
Okay, number four, don't go broke on the dress.
Ooh, tell me more about this.
Okay, so you're gonna wear this dress one time.
Right.
One time.
And then it's going to sit in your closet
Forever.
or get donated
Yeah.
or end up on a mannequin in your guest room.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
The point is, you're wearing it once.
Yeah, so.
Why spend thousands of dollars on it?
Right.
So,
So the magazine suggests.
renting
Ooh.
or buying off the rack.
Okay.
Yeah, sample sales consignment shops.
There are so many good options now
They're
for
for my
finding
gorgeous dress.
beautiful dresses at a
Yes.
fraction of the
The
cost.
fraction of the cost.
Okay, I'm loving these tips so far.
Me too.
What's number five?
Okay, number five, Choose a venue that's already got some personality.
Ooh, I love this.
Yes. So if you choose a venue that's like a blank slate,
Yeah.
you're gonna have to spend a lot of money.
To make it not a blank slate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, to give it some character, to make it look like a Pinterest board exploded in there.
Exactly.
Yeah, so instead choose a venue that's already got like, you know, cool architectural details.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's a beautiful garden.
Ooh, a garden.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's like a brewery
Oh,
with
yeah.
exposed brick and, you know.
Yeah, and big, beautiful, like vats.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so you don't have to do as much decorating.
Exactly. You're saving money on decor.
Brilliant.
Right.
I love it. Okay, number six.
Okay, number six, consider a DJ instead of a live band.
Okay, so I know this is going to be a hot take for some people,
It is.
but I'm here for it
Yeah.
because good DJs are expensive,
They are.
but good bands are really expensive.
They are really expensive.
So if you are trying to save some money,
Yeah.
this is a really good place to do it.
It is.
And a good DJ can really get the party going.
Absolutely.
Like they can read the crowd, they can play all the, the
Get to
banger.
take requests.
They can do all the
You
things.
do it all.
And you don't have to worry about like, a band taking breaks and all that stuff.
Right, and setting up and, you know,
Yeah.
all the logistics of a band.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, number seven.
Okay, number seven. This one is my favorite.
Hit me.
Skip the favors.
Oh my God, yes.
The magazine says nobody wants that tiny jar of fucking honey.
Nobody. Nobody.
Like, seriously, have you ever gotten a wedding favor that you were like, oh my God, I'm so excited. I've never even taken one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just end up in the trash
They do.
or like shoved in the back of a drawer somewhere.
Exactly.
So
But
save your money.
yeah, spend that money on something that people will actually enjoy, like an extra hour of open bar.
Yes, God, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, number eight.
Okay, number eight, DIY, but only if you're not gonna lose your shit.
Okay, so this is a tricky one
It is.
because DIY can be great
It can,
if you're crafty
if you're crafty
and you have the time
and you have the
and
time.
you're not gonna, have a nervous breakdown.
Yeah, Pinterest gives you hives. Stay away from the DIY.
Yes, pay somebody else to do it.
Yes, delegate it.
But if you're like, I've got this, I'm gonna make all the centerpieces myself and, you can do it without stressing yourself out,
And do it.
then go for it.
Yeah.
Okay, number nine.
Okay, number nine, look for vendors who offer package deals.
Ooh, this is a good one.
It is.
So, maybe you're like, okay, we need a photographer and a
Yeah.
videographer. Instead of hiring two separate people,
Yeah.
find somebody who does both.
Yes, like epoch moment.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Shameless plug.
It had to happen.
But no, that's such a good point because it's so much easier to manage
Yeah.
like one contract.
Yeah, you're dealing with one person,
Yeah.
one point of contact,
Exactly.
less headache.
Less headache.
Yeah.
Okay. And the final tip, number 10.
Okay, number 10, fuck tradition.
Yes.
If you don't care about it, don't do it. Like chair covers, who the fuck cares?
Seriously, the garter toss?
Nobody wants to see that.
I know.
The champagne tote, like if it feels forced,
Yeah.
if it doesn't like resonate with you as a couple,
Just skip it.
ditch it.
Yeah.
Like seriously,
It's your
your
wedding?
wedding, your rules.
Exactly.
Okay, vendors, I hope you were taking furious notes
I hope so.
because these are some legit tips
They are.
that you can pass on to your clients.
And they'll actually appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Page eight. Engaged in April. Here's what the fuck to do first.
Okay, so this is echoing what we just talked about
Yep.
in that first section. So you just got engaged, now what? Because it's so damn important.
Yes.
Enjoy those first few days, you know, pop the
Yeah.
champagne, but then have that honest conversation about money.
Like right away.
Yes.
Because if you don't, you're gonna end up, eloping to Vegas and eating a corn dog.
Which honestly doesn't sound that bad.
It doesn't sound that bad,
But, you know,
but maybe not what you were envisioning.
maybe not what you're going for.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about some spring wedding vibes.
Ooh, a tease.
Because page 58, spring wedding vibes that aren't just blush and sage again.
I'm so glad we're talking about this
I
because I am
know.
so over the dusty rose
And the eucalyptus.
and the like the burlap and
Oh
lace.
my God, yes.
Like I can't
Like,
even.
I am so ready for some fresh ideas.
Me too.
So hit me.
Okay, first up, moody garden party.
Okay, tell me more.
All right, so we're talking like deep eggplant,
Ooh.
rich forest green,
Okay.
midnight blue.
Oh, sophisticated.
Yes, with some gold accents.
Ooh, I like where this is going.
And then like, you know, really dramatic dark florals.
Okay.
lots of candlelight,
Okay.
maybe even black dinnerware.
Ooh, edgy.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
a Lana Del Rey string quartet.
I'm obsessed.
Yes.
Like, sign me up.
It's giving very much like, I bloom in the shadows.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's one vibe. What's another one?
Okay, how about a citrus explosion?
Oh, okay, I like this.
So think lemons and limes and oranges
Okay, enough.
everywhere.
In the bouquets.
Yes, in the bouquets, in the drinks, even
Ah,
as like little escort cards.
cute.
Yeah, bright yellow linens,
Okay.
cool green glassware.
Ooh, I like that contrast.
Yeah, Aperol Spritz signature cocktails.
That's delicious.
Right, and it's gonna smell
And
amazing.
yeah, like that's the other thing I love about this is it's not just visually appealing.
Right.
It's also like aromatically delightful.
Yes.
Okay, what else?
Okay, how about this one? Barbacoa, but make it luxe.
Ooh, tell me more.
Okay, so we're talking like hot pinks,
Okay.
pale pinks,
Okay.
lavenders. But then we're gonna pair it with like really luxurious velvet and, champagne towers, and then some modern black accents.
Ooh, to kind of ground it.
Yes, to give it like a little bit of an edge.
Okay.
So imagine Elle Woods throwing a party designed by Sofia Coppola.
Oh my God, that's so good.
Yeah.
Like, I am obsessed.
It's glam.
It's glam as fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, what else?
Okay, how about Whimsigoth romance?
Whimsigoth.
Yes. So think foraged and dried florals,
Okay.
deep mossy greens,
Okay.
romantic dusty mauves, smoky blues,
Okay.
moody atmospheric lighting,
Ooh.
wild untamed table runners.
Okay.
Maybe even like, a ceremony under like a really gorgeous old tree
Okay.
or in a
Oh, I
greenhouse.
love that.
Yeah, like Stevie Nicks would get married here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like very mystical.
Very miss.
Magical.
Yeah.
Okay, and the last one.
Okay, the last one, monochrome moments.
Ooh, tell me more about this.
Okay, so this is where you commit to one color,
Okay.
but you do it in like different tones and textures.
Oh, so it's not flat.
No, it's very layered.
Okay.
So like maybe it's all burgundy
Okay.
or all lilac
Great.
or all sky
But
blue.
like different shades of those colors.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's still really interesting
And dramatic.
and dramatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I love that. Okay. So those are the vibes.
Those are the vibes.
What about like the actual decor?
Okay, so the magazine talks about, choosing unexpected florals
Okay.
like hellebores or sweet peas or poppies.
All right.
They talk about using wildly colored taper candles.
Ooh, I love taper candles.
Yeah.
They're so elegant.
They are
What else?
layering textures.
Okay.
So like linen and velvet and raw silk and hand-blown
Oh, I
glass.
love that mix of
Yeah.
like, natural and then kind of like
Yeah.
organic and then like more refined.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What else?
Statement installations.
Okay.
So things like hanging floral arrangements,
Oh,
or
yeah.
neon signs.
Okay.
And then playful paper goods.
Okay.
So like bold fonts illustrations, maybe like black menus with gold ink.
Oh, that's pretty.
Yeah, or like little fruit-shaped place
Oh,
cards.
cute.
Yeah.
Okay, vendors,
Yes.
take note
Take note.
because these are the details that are gonna set your, designs apart
Absolutely.
from the basic bitch.
Yes.
No dusty rose and eucalyptus bullshit.
No more.
Okay, so let's move on to the engagement photo.
Oh, God, yes.
Because I think this is where a lot of couples really struggle.
They do.
Because they're like, oh, we need to take engagement photos. But they
No.
don't want to do like the cheesy
Right.
Pinterest poses.
Yeah, like the holding the chalkboard
Oh
signs
my God.
with the date on
Or
it.
like the kissing in the middle of the road with like cars honking at them.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
So
Nice.
thankfully, Engaged AF Magazine has come to the rescue
Yes.
with page 64. Top 10 engagement photo ideas that aren't cringe.
I love it.
So let's go through some of these because I'm really excited.
Okay, so the first one is so cute.
Okay.
Pizza plus champagne picnic.
Okay, yes.
So grab a blanket,
Coffee.
your favorite pizza,
Obviously.
obviously some champagne,
Oh.
some cute glasses, maybe some twinkly lights,
Okay.
maybe a Bluetooth speaker playing some music.
Ooh, setting the mood.
Yeah,
Okay, I love that.
At
What's number two?
number two, at home cozy AF session.
Okay.
So cuddling on the couch in your pajamas,
Okay.
sipping coffee
Cute.
in mismatched mugs.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah.
Very like, real life.
Real life.
Yeah.
What's number three?
Number three, editorial style city stroll.
Okay.
So dress to the nines,
Okay.
put on your hottest outfits, your coolest shades.
find some cool neon lights in the
Okay.
city
I like it.
and just like, a little PDA, like a kiss in a crosswalk.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Very chic.
Very chic. Okay, what's number four?
Number four, adventure shoot.
Ooh, I like this.
Yeah, so hike to a waterfall,
Okay.
find a windy cliff,
Okay.
explore a cave,
All right.
but bring backup shoes.
Oh, that's important.
It's very
Yes,
immersive.
comfort and style.
Exactly.
Okay, what's number five?
Number five, nighttime plus string lights.
Okay.
So lanterns, candlelight, sparklers.
Ooh, romantic.
Yes, and it makes for really cool photos because you get
Yeah.
those, like, the streaks of light and
Yeah. And like
shadows.
that golden glow.
Yes.
Okay, I like it. What's number six?
Number six, vintage car or motorcycle moment.
Ooh.
So leather jackets,
Okay.
windblown hair,
Okay.
sunglasses at night.
Ooh, very cool.
Yes.
Very rebel.
Very rebel.
Okay, what's number seven?
Number seven, bookstore or record shop session. I love that.
Yeah, so flipping through vinyl,
Okay.
sharing a kiss between the bookshelves, sipping coffee,
Okay.
just surrounded by like, all the
Well, that's
stories.
so romantic.
It is.
Okay, what's number eight?
Number eight, rooftop sunset.
Oh, classic.
Classic, but always good.
Yeah.
With a reason.
So skyline views.
Yes, champagne.
Okay.
A slow dance.
Ooh.
As the city lights twinkle.
Like you can't go wrong.
You can't.
It's a classic for a reason.
Yeah.
Okay, number nine.
Number nine, snowy mountain magic. So if
Ooh.
you're a winter couple,
Okay.
this is for you.
All right.
So bold jackets against the white snow, cozy boots,
Okay.
maybe a whiskey flask,
Oh, yeah.
a snowball fight.
Cute.
Yeah, just like, embracing the cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And the last one, number 10.
Okay, this one is for the couples who really want to like commit to a theme.
Okay.
So go full theme.
Okay. What kind of thieves are we talking?
Okay, so maybe it's like retro 70s or goth romance
Right.
or disco queens,
Okay.
whatever you're into.
Like whatever your shared aesthetic is, just
Whatever.
go all in.
Yeah, have fun with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so those are all great.
They are good.
But I'm curious, are there any like really out there,
Oh,
like
yes.
unexpected ones
Yes.
that we haven't talked about?
Okay, so one that the magazine mentions is gas station glam.
Oh, okay.
So think like, neon signs reflecting in
Yeah.
chrome,
All
Slurpees,
right.
just like that.
That was our show. Our life is dope and we do dope
The Engaged As Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up,
Hope
buttercup.
you liked it.
Hope you liked
The
it.
Engaged As Fuck Podcast.